This week we have a recap of 2019's RSBNB update moments, including Beagle Alerts, the Cambridge Mob, and discovering the RuneScape of InfoWars. Plus many other outtakes and hilarious moments. This is RSBNB Update, episode 757, the 2019 Clip Show. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for this episode of RSBNB Update. And I sound very happy, don't I, Tanis?
You do.
That's because this is my favorite episode of the year to record.
What is it? The roast a co-host episode?
No, that's Whenever Earth is on.
That's true. That's true.
He does feature on a few of these, but this is indeed the Clip Show. This is our signal that another year is done. RSBNB Update has been successful. You know, we managed to source everything, every episode, every pre-show, every post-show, and get the clips of the things that are, you know, very important to us. And we go through each and every one of these clips, and I'll do my best to say when the clip is done, because it can kind of sound inception-y, but we're going to progress right along with this. And, you know, this is everything that is RSBNB Update of 2019. It is worth noting that this episode does carry an explicit tag, because there's no guarantee what's going to be in these clips. And some of them are unedited. So just a warning to any listeners out there who might not have noticed the explicit tag before we begin. If that's not your cup of tea, then you can turn that off right now. But we're going to continue on and have some fun with the clip show. You ready to go?
Let's get into it.
All right. So our first clip comes from episode 705. And I wish Sirion stayed around for this one, where Sirion kept RSBNB Update on time. And he said that was going to be one of his chief goals. So let's have a listen. I hit the wrong open button. We're off to a great start with this. And since it's the clip show, I'll just leave that in.
We're going to have the first clip of next year's show is during the clip show.
All right,
year.
Here we are.
Are you still recording, by the way?
Yeah.
Good. Dear clip show listeners.
Okay.
Over the past 2 years or so, I always thought it was my fault that the episodes were super, super long. But this week, I found out that Shane just kept talking and talking about all the space topics, lengthening a section that we had estimated to be 20 minutes to be double the length, putting us way behind schedule right at the start of our planning, making this episode longer than it was.
1 hour 40.
So let it be on the record, it is not my fault.
That's good.
I kept myself restrained this episode.
I know, and I kind of lost it at the space section.
It's fine. I totally know how you feel. It's hard, isn't it?
And that's the end of that one. You know, it's hard to keep these episodes on time sometime, especially when you're talking about something that you're so passionate about, like space. But I do appreciate Sirion's efforts for this. And it was a special note directly to the clip show listeners. So
yeah, Shaggy defense. It wasn't me.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of that, actually, we'll do the one where you broke into song second, but we do have one where we talked about old school RuneScape on episode 706 in the lead up to the mining and smithing rework.
Well, as bad as it sounds, and it's unfortunate that it's come to this, but I was joking around with some of my friends. It's like, this is like the first update RuneScape 3 has gotten in maybe 2 or 3 years that sounds like it should have been an old school update because it's so good.
Oh, I hope you got like that recorded, Shane, because that's a fucking quote.
It's so – I mean, like I said, it's bad that that's the case, but I mean there's been so much. It's like, oh my gosh, old school got this. Why didn't we get it? This is like the first thing. Yeah,
that was perfect.
And we got the Farming Guild at the end of the year, so I don't feel so bad for saying that now. But, you know, the mining and smithing rework was one of our best updates of the year, or will be if you listen to our special on 2019 in review coming out next week. But the mining and smithing rework also got you in the mood, Tanis. You remember this? But lo and behold, here we are, and it's a surreal moment to be in and be a part of. So,
for a moment like this, some people wait a lifetime.
No, thank you.
No,
I don't even. I know that's one of the, I know that's one of the American Idol singers, but I don't know who that is, and I would prefer not to have that song on the
not.
Show. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Dave knows, but anyways.
I'm proud to say I have no idea. You have more on me because I didn't even know it was an American Idol singer.
Oh,
so
okay.
Take that for what it's worth.
All right, fair
I
enough.
Didn't either. So Shane actually knows more than both of us. I just remember.
A little scary.
I just remember the tune. Oh.
Do you remember that now?
I do. Yeah.
And it just speaks to the mining and smithing rework bringing everyone out of their shells, I think.
Oh, it was such a happy time. That was a good episode.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, also we're moving on to 708 now, but sometimes Tycho joins us on the show. And, you know, we were talking about some of the treatment that player moderators receive. So here's a bit of a clip on that one.
And I don't even speak because I'm a player moderator. As soon as they see me, oh, gosh.
Oh, it's probably just Roast Central for you. It's like, woo, Roast Tycho. What we have
the team mods. Oh, sorry. Did I just say that? Oops.
Yeah, exactly.
Oopsies.
Wrong chat.
That's one of the few times that I actually swore on the podcast, I think. And I was doing it to mock people.
I believe so.
Yeah. But, you know, Tycho also isn't complete without his memories of RuneFest. So he relived that, too. So here we are with that. And Tycho, who is from that very far northern region where those wolves come from Finland, don't they, Tycho? Not Sweden.
Oh, yeah, sure they do. But they sometimes come over here and visit. We got brown bears that can give you really big hugs. And then mooses, of course. Big mooses. But you already know about the big Swedish bear hug since RuneFest, don't you, Shay?
Yeah, I certainly do.
You know about them big Swedish bears there, Shane?
Oh, right. Just squeezing really hard. Oh, such a good memory. The only shame is that we didn't get a good picture out of that. I mean, the expression on your face was gave me mixed feelings.
Oh, I think there is a picture of that somewhere, but we'll leave it at that. There actually is one somewhere that I'm aware of. But yeah, so many different levels to that clip.
So funny, because I still don't think that you know why it is so funny.
Oh, I do. I do.
Oh, okay.
I do. Okay. I do. And we're not going to go there right now. Not even for the clip show. Anyways, moving on to 709. This is when they added the troll named Baby Shakes, and you realize just how bad that was. And I reminded you of this a few weeks ago, and you didn't remember this, so I think we should start a clip.
Baby Shakes?
Yep, that's what they're calling it.
That's going to get changed.
Why? Explain.
Baby Shakes. That's... They're gonna hear about that. Dude, watch. That's probably not good. Shake and baby should never be in the same sentence.
Oh, okay. Well, its name changes after you feed it an animal. Because it, of course, is a troll and it names itself whatever it eats. So it's only named that for the first one.
I still can't believe that. Maybe is that not like what they say in the UK? Like, I don't know, man. That's weird. That's really weird that they would
maybe
come up with that.
I don't know. I have no idea. So now, do you remember why it's so bad?
Yeah, I'm still floored that they named it that, and I can't believe no one cared. Wow.
What and does it's that still say in about game. It's still in game. I know. Oh. Ay, ay, ay. All right. 710, talking about farming again and how it all began and how it ended for me.
Yeah. We have an in-house expert. Can't do better than that, right?
Yeah. You know, I actually got my 150 mil when I was shoveling manure in my dragon pen.
Well, is anything more appropriate for the farming skill than that?
I mean, normally you don't like to use words like that, but I mean, you start off farming by growing strawberries and potatoes, and then here we are, 150 million XP in however many years, 12 years after farming came out, shoveling crap in a dragon pen.
Welcome to being a farmer, Shane.
Never changes, does it?
No, it does not.
Anyways, oh, Christ, 14 years to 2005. For some reason, I thought 2007, but 2005, now that I think about it, makes a whole lot more sense. And little did I know that 2019 would be the year I got 99 farming again on an alt.
And you got 120 to go? Well, no, you had 120.
Yeah, I had 120 coming in.
You got 120 content.
Yeah, I got 120 content. Yeah. The next one, I continue to talk about farming, about manually managing breeding. Large or medium pen, if it's a zygomite or a dragon, and then you move on from there. Whereas previously, you had to manually manage the breeding. No, I don't know how that sounds, manually managing breeding.
Yeah, not good.
No. But, no. And I know it still sounds wrong, but I don't know exactly what would be wrong about it today. I mean, we found it funny then, but I don't know what's wrong with it now.
I just picture you with one of those like gloves that go all the way up your arm, you know, and you're managing. Have you ever been on a farm where they have to like breed the cows and all that?
Yeah.
I just picture Shane with that.
Yeah.
Because he's over there managing the POF
the breeding. That's what the POF is, really. But the POF also brings in the old MC title, which took me saying it out loud to realize what it was. Moving through this here, they added the old MC title for completing the player-owned farm breeding log, talk to Sam the sheepdog to unlock it. Now, I have to say the old MC completely escapes me.
Must be some kind of like British reference, right?
Oh. Old MacDonald had a farm. Uh-huh. So if you had a character named Donald and you put this title on it, you'd be Old MacDonald.
Oh, okay.
Finally clicked.
Huh. Okay.
Old McShane 12088 had a farm.
Okay, that does make more sense now.
Yeah. I mean, you have to say it, right? Rather than old MC, it's old Mic.
Yeah, well, I think you have to sing it.
Yeah.
Don't you, Shane?
Yeah, old MacDonald had a farm. You know, a number of weeks ago, or maybe it was around Christmas time, I saw a character running around called Donald Trump in RuneScape.
Oh, Lord.
Of course you did.
Old MacDonald Trump. That person should get this title.
You know what's hilarious? I actually had one of my friends dress up in RuneScape as him because he had the briefcase and the suit outfit. And then we had my other buddy do a handstand, and I put a Rocktail bubble right there. So as Trump was reaching for the bubble, it looked like he was reaching at the girl's skirt. The fun stuff you can do in RuneScape, right? That's in-game RuneScape right there.
Yeah, and, you know, normally I would expect something like that to be relegated to old school.
No, I am guilty this time.
All right.
Just for the lols.
So that clip started out one way and then went an entirely different way with that.
Yes, it did.
And I don't think there's any commentary needed about that one. So, moving on to episode 714, we talk about the kind of movies that we won't watch should we reach that mythical $99 a month Patreon tier. And finally, if we, for some absurd reason, reach $99 a month,
For some reason.
For some absurd reason,
we'll do movie night in the RSVNB Discord. I just can't imagine there being people who would support the podcast so much that we would reach $99 a month. We would be, of course, true.
I'm fucking great, Shane. Who doesn't want to give me money?
We would, of course, be truly ecstatic if we did reach that tier. So if you
don't act like you'd be surprised. Come on, winning attitude.
You haven't heard what that is yet. That's Movie Night with Shane and Tannis, where we will, of course, watch Star Trek and maybe some Star Wars for Tannis.
I think if they're paying that much money, they ought to get to pick the movie.
Oh, we just said we'd open up with Star Trek. But after that's certainly in the cards to have picked movies on that one. So lots of options.
Right.
Yeah. It's as long as no one picks Titanic.
I was like, oh my god, Shane, you might have just opened yourself up to some terrible torture.
Well, I can say that pornographies will be off the list. As well as
pornographies.
As well as any other X or
what's the pornography?
Well, we're not going to watch X-rated movies in Discord.
That would be kind of
weird. That's what Skype's for.
Okay, enough of that. But anyways, if you want more of this, you can find this at patreon.com/RSBNB. And thank you once again to our supporters this month. It truly means the world to us.
Does that mean you're not going to watch Titanic with me, Shane?
I don't want to watch Titanic again. That was a very long movie.
I have
you
never
watched
seen
that
it.
With Brad?
I dodged that bullet.
No, we didn't watch that.
Oh, that was Twilight.
No, that was actually it was over MSN because I had a back issue at the time and my sister was watching it and I was on the couch and that just happened to be the movie that was on then. So
Twilight? I think one of his favorite movies.
I think the question to ask is why Brad was watching Twilight.
Because he wanted to, Shane. I'm not going to shame Brad. I'll shame you though.
All right. Well, movie picks aside, let's move on to our discussion questions. That had to have been the most interesting Patreon spot we ever did.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so. Go figure. Earth was on that week.
Yeah. And, you know, it's always great having him on the show and whatnot. We appreciate him so much. And I'm going to move on to the next clip. We talk about the herb bag and the fact it could potentially be made with hemp. The herb bag could be made from hemp from your farming patches, and then
did you just say hemp?
Yeah, and then get some magic stuff from your player own farm.
They put weed in the game.
I was gonna say we can grow hemp.
I mean, people have.
When did that happen?
I've seen suggestions where people wanted that in game before, and don't the green types
of course
like making their stuff out of hemp?
I mean, it's a good alternative.
Yeah. I mean, for rope, I guess. I don't know.
Right. No, like, it's useful as a fabric.
Yeah, yeah, so that's what I was thinking. Have, like, some kind of, maybe, like, an upgrade of jute, and it could be hemp, you know? They could have hemp
are
bags.
Are okay?
And I'm all for, yeah.
Shane,
yeah,
are
of course
okay?
I'm okay.
You know, Canada's cool now, man. They're cool. They don't get uptight about that no more.
I'm a little unnerved.
Well, I mean, it doesn't need to be that. It could be jute fiber. Or some other kind of fiber we farm. And then
now
make it from
he's
the player back own farm.
Tracking. There's the Shane we all know.
That's one of the classic things he loves doing is say that I'm really good at the backtrack and changing subjects when I need to. And, you know, just a bit of background on this. The reason I said make it with hemp is there's a old classic video of the Green Party leader of Canada once suggesting that people buy more products of hemp. And then when she's giving this talk, she pulls up her new purse that's made of hemp. So that's where me making bags of hemp came from.
There you go. Okay.
All right.
It is a great alternative for paper.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, why not, right? Use what you got.
Renewable.
Yeah.
Sure.
So moving on into 7:15, this Tannis was a recurring theme. So I'm just going to play this entire long clip. It was your recurring theme of the year. I think you probably know what it is, right?
I don't know. I'm afraid. I'm scared.
Or even magic.
No, not at the 80. Maybe. Oh.
Is that time?
It wasn't. No, I don't know what that was about. That's the clip show. That's what that's about. All right.
And clip number two.
Sorry about that, Shane. I knew they would bark when they came home, but I had no idea that they howled when we left. They didn't know I was here. I'm in the office. So when everyone left, they're just like howling. I'm like, oh, stop.
Interesting.
Yep.
So they thought that everybody left and you weren't there.
Yeah, yeah. So they were just, yeah, they were howling. They were sad.
All right. Let's pick it up.
Okay.
So did you think, I don't know if I told you that, that I didn't think this was sustainable. I think I might have told someone, but I don't know who it was. Did I mention that to you?
You know, I got Chaos Giants down in my dungeon that I'll do on the main while I'm doing stuff with Junior. And I'm going through – crap, they're probably home. Anyway, right at the end. But I'm just unlocked Invention.
That's your recurring theme of the year.
Yeah. You are right about that. We had our share of big ol' alerts this
year. Shouldn't it be about time for that now?
Yeah, but I sent the family to the mother-in-law's, and I have them in their kennels just hoping that they don't see anybody walk by. So, yeah.
All right. Well, fingers crossed on that. This next one, we're moving on to episode 717 from 715, talking about the week's sticky situation. Yes, because they're used to make some brand of arrows that I'm forgetting the name of right now.
Isn't it Bequimiel bolts or something like that?
Yes, that's it. That's it. That's it. And you need the sticks, right?
Yeah, you need the sticks.
So,
yeah, so you get the instant sticks to get the other sticks.
Boy,
sticky situation.
Yeah, you know, who knew that, you know, 18 years into RuneScape, we'd still be talking about sticks and things being sticky. So, All right. This was the incense sticks episode. And, you know, got to hand it to Sirion for realizing the pun there, that it was indeed a sticky situation, though not sticky in the sense of actually having sticky fingers. The next one was about respecting our boundaries in game. Speaking of teleports, added the Guthix Temple deep beneath the Lumbridge Caverns to the teleport options on the 6th Age Circuit, and the Max Guild Portal teleport to the Tormented Demons now places the player closer to them while still respecting their boundary of aggression.
Respecting boundaries. It's important.
It really is. It really is. Even for Tormented Demons.
Yeah, yeah.
And
teleporting a bit closer, but still respecting boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're already tormented. You can at least respect their boundaries.
I think, if anything, we're a very respectful podcast here at RSBNB Update.
I think so.
Yeah, one of the most respectable out of the bunch. But nonetheless, continuing on that, we talk about the legendary pets scavenging perk and how they had that
legendary
updated.
Pet scavenge ability will now prioritize the most valuable single item in a stack of loot.
About
a day
time,
late and
about
a dollar short.
Oh?
Yeah, years ago I should have a Bandos pet, but I didn't see it.
Oh!
And
oh.
Decayed Tooth went away. That would never happen
again. A Bandos
again.
Pet?
Yeah, pet, man.
Oh, yeah. How'd you know that you
missed it? My friend was PMing me, and I didn't see that, and then he started calling me on Discord. I heard that.
Oh.
So I answered, he's like, you got the pet, you got the pet. I was like, where? Yeah.
Oh, this must have been painful for you to see this.
Well, yeah, it was a really good, like, a kill count too, man. I was only like at 730, 731, something like that. So it was bad.
Oh.
That won't happen now. So yay for the
Jesus Christ. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I didn't know that story.
Yeah, yeah. That's
horrible.
That's one of those.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. Increase the effective range of the ricochet ability. That's one of the best times of RSBMB update is when we go into story time, isn't it?
Yeah. It still sucks, even today. And I still don't have the pet.
Oh. Oh, and how much has your kill count gone up since then?
Oh, I don't even know, man. It's got to be... Well, it's probably not too crazy, but I mean, I've probably doubled that by now. I mean, but I knew there was no way. There was no way I was going to get it in the same amount again. So, yeah.
Oh, that's so painful. So painful. But the next clip on this episode, we brought pain back to the listeners. All right.
Next up, Jagex is bought by EA.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Right. All right. I think let's move on to what's actually next up in, and that's the big questions Q&A from this week. Could you imagine the outcry?
Oh, my God. No.
No. No. And I think we're in a far better position now than we were when we were discussing this, so that's good.
Yeah.
And then we started a hashtag on that episode as well called Shane Hates Democracy.
I was going to say, but Shane, those were the questions from the people. Are you anti-democratic?
No, hashtag not at all.
Shane Hates Democracy?
Not at all. No. Not at all. Not at all. And, you know, I would have loved to have been, you know, handing out answers to these questions. I think this was to do with a live stream or something to that effect. But anyways, this next one comes from Post Show, where we often record the titles for our nibbles. And you'll have an idea where this is going. Now, the nibble title.
Nipple?
Nibble.
So what?
What's the nipples?
I said nibble.
Nibbles. You said nipple.
No.
You did.
You're hearing things.
No. I'm pretty sure that was a Freudian slip.
No, that doesn't happen. I'm fairly certain I said the B.
You know, then I could have swore you didn't, but listening back, you might have. But we still got to Razzie anyway, so whatever.
Yeah.
Take it.
You guys take the chances you get, but that'll be back. Yeah. Next up, we're moving on to 718, where we talk about Sirion being amazed at one of my picks of the week, which was Star Trek related. No, I'm going to do a Star Trek pick of the week.
Oh my goodness, I'm so surprised. Shane, a Star Trek pick?
You know what it is?
Discovery?
No, we already did that. It is
the animated series?
No. It is this huge book of Star Trek star charts with huge maps. And that is still to date one of my favorite books that I have, because it's Alpha Canon and Beta Canon, and it's also seen in Star Trek Online too. So that's a very fun book, and I'm glad I used it as a pick of the week then. But also on that episode, we had a number of detours, in particular relating to aviation. So let us have a listen on that. I don't think there's anything to worry about with this. I think Jagex did well, and I think as a gaming company, they're in a good place for dealing with this sort of thing.
Yeah, totally, totally. And, I mean, look at this. If the heat ever came down, they could just move across the pond and you can do anything you want here.
Including rushing certification of airplanes before they're ready.
Hey, we'll make it an option.
Yeah, and you know, I was in the camp that I thought that the 737 MAX issues were going to be related to pilot error, but apparently
when you order, remember to get the automatic windows next time. You definitely need the tell me if my plane is going down option. You knew that, right, Shane? They had.
Oh yeah, I know. I know. But yeah. there are. Actually, this isn't an aviation show, but there are ways of there are ways of noticing that that's happening before that, and it's in regards just a single light. But in reality, you know, if it wasn't necessarily due to the system overriding it, a pilot would be able to recover from it. So that's why I thought it was going to be pilot error. But I mean, hey, if anybody ever has a question about aviation, fire it away. Anyways, yeah. We should move on. That was a nice little aviation bit there.
Little aside.
Yeah. And that's, again, another story time with RSVNB update section. And, you know, the 737 MAX is still grounded, and Boeing is suspending production of the plane into January because they haven't got the fixes approved for it.
Yep. Most recent story.
Yep. So it's the thing that we thought was going to be short and sweet, but oh no, it's continuing well on into 2020. But anyways, I mentioned the classic blunder of the B&P would be back, and that happened on 7/19. Now I got to do the nibble intro, which I say nibble. I make it very clear that I'm saying bees.
Yeah, nibble.
That'd only be Earth who'd call you up and claim that anyway.
Oh no! It was Tannis and Siri on the other week.
Yeah, they were just laughing because it sounded, you know, because it was you reminded them.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to call it something else, Shane, you gotta release them in pairs.
Oh, that's terrible.
And I still don't get that, but that's okay.
That's pretty fun. I was thinking, damn, that's pretty funny.
Do you want to explain to the listeners what that means, or should we just leave it be and have me be the only one in the dark?
Well, if you substitute the bees for peas, those usually come in pairs.
Oh, is that all there was to it?
Yeah, that's all there is to it.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Moving on to episode 722, we asked the question, what would happen if RuneScape was on the... Well, I'll just play the clip. And they also increased its general investment in R&D by 69%, and on this, Mod Pips had to say, we have strengthened our leadership team and will continue to build on the company's talent base. We are funding new game development, building out our third-party live game publishing, investing in massive publishing platform upgrades, while continuing to expand our RuneScape live games. So there we go. And
RS is going to the Epic Store.
No. We're not going to say we don't want that to happen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
Uh-huh. That didn't feel very good, did it? And we would not want the game being on the Epic Store.
No.
So, we're glad that didn't happen. Moving on to 7/23 now, and, you know, Sirion put his heart into this one after hearing this, and he even put together an outfit for it. This is when we were talking about him and butterflies. So here we are. Agility level now affects your success chance when catching butterflies.
Sorry, I'm trying to get this image of Sirion and his short shorts out there trying to catch butterflies out of my head right now.
Oh, that's great.
Catch the butterflies.
And you know what the funny part is? It's having seen him in real life, it's that you could actually imagine that with a physical person.
Oh, no. Oh, jeez.
Can you still picture that?
Unfortunately.
And I'll dig out the clip we posted, or the picture. We posted this for Patreon folks, but I'll include that in the show notes, and I'm sure he will be just so overjoyed that he sent this in. And it's his in-game character, people, not him in person, just so we get that out of the way. All right, moving into 724, and this is one of the many times this year we discussed the comp cape, and Diana was on that episode, and she made the very painful comparison of its real-life analog. Yeah.
So
this was our first conversation, and you know what it taught me? Stick to your guns and don't let Shane convince you of shit. Because I was right. And then you guys convinced me, like, oh no, it's okay. No, it wasn't.
I mean,
okay.
You guys had some really good discussions said. About it.
Of course we did.
Yeah.
Like, some of the more reasonable discussions that I've seen, but oh, it's definitely the Brexit of RuneScape at the moment. Like, backwards and forwards, no one can get anything decided.
That's one way.
If you
want to
know what
it.
Brexit is like in the UK at the moment, it's basically the comp cape rework.
Oh, I know.
Like, just, it's nuts.
But they keep, I mean, what's that, how's that saying go? Like, keep it simple, stupid? I mean, that's what they went to. Yeah. That's what we're trying to tell them.
That's what design should be. I think we came out okay from the comp cape, right?
Yeah, I mean, and it's funny because they're still dealing with Brexit.
Yeah, we'll see what Bojo manages to do with that and his new majority, but I'm optimistic, and I think Brexit was a good analog for that. So, all right. So I went away this summer for 2 weeks, and I left the show in the hands of you and Sirion, and you guys even had some clips from the two episodes I was gone, so we're going to listen to those right now.
The $99 tier, that would unlock movie night.
I live in Europe, but I would pull an all-nighter to be there, probably. Like, I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, it's going to be fun, because, yes, there will be some Star Trek. Yes, there will be. And I'm a fan. But what Shane doesn't know is there's going to be Star Wars, too. And if it gives me any crap, I'm going to make it a prequel. Yeah, what do you think about that?
Episode one. The one we don't talk Phantom. About.
It'll be the Phantom Shane, because he's going to be like in the bathroom for the next 2 hours. Where you at, Shane? Where'd you go? So with that, thank you guys, and we really, really appreciate it.
See, you guys can have fun without me.
The Phantom Shame. That was good.
And, you know, I have actually seen A New Hope, and the thing put me to sleep, to be honest.
Well, you weren't ready for it. You weren't ready for the high-level ideas.
No, I think that's Star Trek that has that. But we're going off track again on the clip show. And you guys also had a bit of a celebration when you completed 725, your first solo episode.
I want to thank everybody for listening and let you know that we will be back next week. Shane will still be gone. I don't know if he's going to come back. I think he is. yeah, he might be on a fishing boat in the middle of the Bering Sea for all I know. You know,
I mean, if you really like us as a duo and you want Shane to never come back, you have a week to come up with a good plan and send it to us as a question, and we'll discuss the pros and cons of the show.
Right on. So, well, there you go. That's how to handle that. And until next week. So long, and have a great week.
See you guys. Cool. Got that.
We fucking rocked that shit, dude. Dude, we fucking rocked that shit. Yes. Yes.
Woo.
God damn, that was. Yeah.
You guys did a wonderful job from editing to production to getting it out. I was really pleased with the both.
Yeah, I was a little. I was a little nervous. I mean, this was the second time, I guess, you've went away, but yeah, that's why I was so happy at the end of it. I was like, oh, it went well, no problems, yay!
Yeah, and I should clarify that I don't think I ever said where I went. I was actually touring the Southern United States at the time, and visited Earth and Company.
Yeah,
so that's where I was with that. All right, moving on to 726, you guys had another clip, and Sirion, you know, once again, thinking he's the prophet.
And then we have the final quality of life update of the week, and all I have to say about this is vindication. I feel vindicated by this.
You should. You should. As soon as I saw this, and I was like, ah! He was right.
Jagex added examine text to a variety of items and objects in the new and improved Varric Dig site. I am so happy about this.
See, and you thought they wouldn't do it.
You were right. They did go back and actually fix it. I had not expected that, but they did. So I bow to you. You were right. But all
good
I can
Jagex.
Say is, like, yes, I feel vindicated that they actually did this. So, yeah, nice job, Jagex. Thank you for going back. Now please do the other graphical reworks as well. While we're at it.
And take out the stairs.
And take out the bloody stairs.
You know what the fun part about this is? We know what the stairs are for now.
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, with that, it's for archaeology.
Mm-hmm. So. That's where the guild's going, right? Like the top floor of that? Yeah.
Yeah. You also had another Beagle Alert episode then, so. Here we go.
Sorry, make an editing note.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where do you want to start up again?
I'll let you know. Just giving it 1 minute to make sure. Mm-hmm. My wife just got home, and so she let the dogs out, and they're
excited.
Yeah, they're excited. Because I had them locked in a room. Like, no big alerts today. But... Okay, I think we're good. So I will. I'm starting with. We'll be able to. Oh, okay. Yeah, here's the other one. This is the one you're gonna love. Okay, so here we go. So speaking of making it more AFK, Sirion, you're right on with son of a motherfucker. Sorry.
No worries.
I just made your job harder, but
that's fine.
Got a clip out of it, I guess.
yeah, I might clip it. We'll see.
Okay. Try it again.
And I assume you were successful at that point.
I was.
As I said, that is your recurring theme of 2019.
Yes, God love them.
Moving on to episode 727, we talk about what the true intent of a construction rework might be.
Yeah, it's not as bad. You're right, Shane. That's an important point. That it's not. It used to be like, oh my God, just terrible. Now it's more palatable now.
Yeah,
and free construction. So
and farming.
Know, there's that.
And woodcutting.
Farming. Yeah.
So I have a question. Is the construction rework just these build-a-thons? Is that what it is? Is that like, are they just like, instead of a construction rework, you can AFK every couple months?
Someone needs to make a video out of that. Here's your construction rework. This community just tink. Build boats. Oh, shit.
Oh, that's David's sense of humor. That arrives on June 17th, the like 6th or 7th construction rework, then, I guess. Oh, boy. That would be painful, wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
I have hope that we will get a construction rework at some point in the future, but please let it just not be something like that. Moving on to episode 728 now, we had to talk about high-pressure hoses for some reason, and this is just another one of those off-the-wall tangents we go on.
We know what, in the ideal scenario, you're going to have that three-legged stool of skilling, and Smithing's AFK leg was a little weak, and really what it's doing is just propping that up, giving you a choice, and hopefully being able to draw more ore out, because it's like putting a high pressure hose like end on it, right? Like so much, like just squirt just a little bit out, you know. And so this kind of is opening up the hole a little bit,
yeah.
So
yeah.
That more material can get through.
Yeah, and that's actually a very good analogy on that. And you know what the funny part is? I don't even remember what update we were talking about.
It was when smithing let you make a whole inventory of like projects.
Oh, okay.
They did a bunch of little. It was just some little tweaks that made smithing better.
Fair enough. Okay. Also on 728, normally we say goodbye at the end of the show, and you left early by accident. / iTunes. And with that being said, we'll be back next week for another episode of RSVMB Update. Take care, everyone.
Sorry.
Oh, are you going to...
Misclick.
Oh, did you leave the Discord?
Apparently, oh. Man. I was trying to look at the RuneScape section of the Discord, and I must have hit the RuneScape audio channel. My bad.
All right. Well, I closed out the show, so you can just say goodbye or whatever.
All right. See ya.
And sometimes that's how it works. Sometimes there's little cuts like that here and there. We make things sound really great, and we wind up with a fun product in the end.
Yeah, the magic of editing.
Yeah, and I mean, it doesn't happen that often, but we like to keep things 100% organic here, so that's how most of them are. But some things we do edit out, like on 729, one of my sneezes got away, and that's something to experience. And make this happen with RCS. And this is exactly... Ooh, missed that one.
Ooh, hold on to it.
All right, let's make an edit note for that. And you see, sometimes they just happen midstream when I'm talking, and I can't control it. And they have to be edited out with that. So that's something you guys wouldn't have heard in the process. So that's just a bit of a behind-the-scenes look at sometimes what happens on the show, and I've scared people with that before, and I'm sure
that's not quite as bad. There's a little bit of a build-up. I mean, sometimes it's just out of nowhere and you're like, holy shit, what happened? What was that?
indeed. For 730, once again, you see, I'm really good at these diverse tangents. Let's just say I found an iPhone case that looked like a 1997 iMac. Oh, I just, you know, in looking at this tech news, I just found an iPhone case that makes your iPhone look the same color as that iMac from 1998.
Oh, that's cool.
Ooh, I might have to get one of those. And, you know, to this date, I still don't remember what site that case was on, and I'd still like to find it.
Oh.
Do you remember those green iMacs?
No, I mean, I've never used a Mac.
Oh, too bad. All right, well, moving on to 731, we were preparing for Anachronia and the 4th of July, so we had a bit of a discussion on fireworks.
That's like your 4th of July, though, right?
Yeah, it is. You guys, of course, do a bigger deal of it than we do, as of course you should whenever you are celebrating the birth of a country. And, you know, the American fireworks and whatnot that we see on the 4th are always astounding compared to what we have here. So.
Well, that's because they let us just blow up whatever we want in our backyards.
Yeah. You have to go to specific places to set them off here. And, you know, you can't just pick them up at any corner store and whatnot, as I know you can do in the U.S. So.
I know. You just walk around your neighborhood and listen for somebody saying, hey, hold my beer. And then that's where you stop and watch the fireworks.
You would think that we, of course, would have fireworks this week with the, you know, that's one of the things I love about your country the most is that you can have fireworks and you can have any other kind of pyrotechnic pretty much unlimited. At least that's the perception you guys give the outsiders.
No, well, no, it's true. I'm not sure it's a good thing, but it's true.
All right. Also on 731, speaking of pyrotechnics, we watched Mod Shawnee show off the Anachronia landscapes, and I said something that probably was a Freudian slip. He walked past a minefield. I mean, a minefield, a mining site, a mining site with Dracolith rocks in it. And so you can kind of see some of the skilling. And that was Mon Shani's life. He was navigating the minefields for Jagex all the time, making sure that things weren't stepped on that shouldn't have been stepped on. And he was a really, really good community manager.
So. Yeah, I think you were just seeing the future because we had a minefield coming.
That's true. That's true. After Anacronia, there was indeed a minefield. All right. On episode 732, we had Pernancius on to talk about the actual release of Anacronia and stuff you can buy from the Hunter Shop. Aside from the quick traps is the ranked baiter title, a title that shows your proficiency in baiting big game creatures.
I was really disappointed on that one, though.
Why?
The top name.
Yeah, the very
I
good.
Was hoping for
yeah,
the
they missed master.
I was hoping for master.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys. Come on. Okay.
How did they miss it?
Okay, they can't put that in. They cannot put that in.
Yeah, I thought they missed the opportunity to name a couple of these dinosaurs like a Marcosaurus or like
the Osbornosaurus.
Yeah.
The Shawneesaurus.
And for the record, the title is The Very Good Baiter.
See, so they're apprehensive about they can't put in Master Baiter.
Yeah.
But we can put in Baby Shape. No problem with that. Not at all. Okay.
I mean, the Baby Shakes one is one that you don't normally think of, but anyways. 733, we talk about Jadinkos or some other way that Sirion pronounced them. Now here's a big one. Jadinkos can now spawn in Big Game Hunter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what Jadinkos do on that island. They feel...
The Jadinkos on Anacronia now count towards the Jadinka. God damn it, you got that in my head now. They count towards the Jadinko Bingo achievement.
Jadinko Bingo.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we know why Jadinkos are there now. They're part of Ranch Out of Time. So 100% sense in context. And also, I talk about farming and how much fun I had with that. And interesting how Anacronia related to farming too. And you know, it's that adult to elder and stage. So that would be 90k XP when you grow those dragons up each time you did that. So if you just went there, purchased three of them, then go boop boop boop, away we go, ding ding ding, and away we go.
Yeah.
That's one of the constant things I like to do. Ding, ding, ding. Away we go. Bing, bing, bing kind of thing. So I don't know. That was just a fun little clip regarding that I thought we'd pull out. Now, you know, considering everything that we got going on here with this, we do have another Sirion clip regarding rainbows that we'll talk about right now on episode 734. It's now possible to own multiple pairs of fancy boots and fighting boots. Of course, the fancy boots being the rainbow ones, multiples of all of the three types of the Mage Arena God Capes, and multiple of achievement set equipment, including the previous tiers, and one of each of the family crest gauntlets.
We had rainbow boots?
Yeah, that's what the fancy boots are from. I believe it was the Stronghold of Players... Safety? Security? One of those two.
We need to get Sirion rainbow boots ASAP. Like, as soon as possible. He needs some rainbow boots. It'd really go with the outfit.
Okay.
Yeah, rainbow boots? Short shorts? Yeah. It'll work. It'll work well.
Might as well get him the rainbow cape while you're at it, too.
Or the scarf. The scarf, man.
But I also think Pride Month is a month over, so...
Oh, it is, but it just goes with his outfit. It would look sharp, you know?
And, you know, if there was one character to dress up like that, he would be the one.
He would.
And we have pictures of this. This is indeed the picture. I got confused from earlier, but these are the pictures that we have. So links to those will be in the show notes. But one thing that the listeners might not be aware of is that from time to time, you and I have philosophical and political discussions in pre-show. And here's a clip of one of those. Normally, we don't share these out because they're just, you know, a bit of banter beforehand. But we'll share this one.
Well, I don't even know what to say about Facebook anymore, man. I don't know.
I mean, we got the fine that we wanted, right? It just doesn't change the public perception.
We got the fine, but at some point, can we please start holding CEOs accountable for doing
bad
things?
But see, the thing is, if you do that, it becomes almost dangerous to start a business.
Isn't that part of the whole risk ideology that I hear all the time?
It's supposed to be a risk from a monetary sense, not a risk for your own personal life and going to jail.
Well, it's not. If you don't break the law, we're all at risk then, right?
I mean, at that point,
you're never at risk if you're not doing something wrong.
At that point, you know, you're fostering down the line of, oh, corporations are people too, if you want CEOs to be responsible in that regard. And
I don't know how on earth you just did that. I'm going to have to study what just happened here. Because my view is like completely opposite. Corporations are not people. And how you just turned that, you should be on Fox. Like, that's beautiful. I respect it. I wholeheartedly disagree with it, but wow.
That was a bit of a mic drop moment, wasn't it?
Win bigly, huh, Shane?
Yep. Yeah. And that's where it comes from, to be honest. This is going to be featured in our year in review special. So, and I didn't mean any malice towards you. I was actually quite shocked that you reacted in that way.
Oh no! I was like, how did he do that? Like, how the hell did? Even listening back, I'm like, how did he manage to do that? It's like, yeah.
All right.
Like, don't believe your lying eyes. Listen to me.
Move on to episode 735. This is the RSBNB update episode that just wouldn't start. To our listeners, Judgment Guard and Tycho, thank you also for listening to us, as per usual.
This is live.
Yeah. In
the live part.
3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for another episode.
I'm so sorry. Jesus Christ. The show that won't start. There's our title. Sorry, Shane. Take two.
I'm going to mute myself.
Ay, ay, ay. And for those who don't know, when a podcast doesn't get off the ground and we're, you know, a minute or so in, we just go back to the beginning and restart it. And that happened 2 or 3 times that episode.
Yes, it did.
All right. And, you know, I said a word also on this episode that I don't normally say, so let's have a listen.
Gotcha.
I'm not going to ask the question why someone would be doing Slayer past 120, but that's just me.
People like it, Shane, and that's how – if you're not making money on skills and you're not doing elite PVM, that's where your money's at.
Slayer's your bay.
Slayer's your bay.
An issue allowing
Shane,
players,
you're so woke.
That's what we like to hear. That's exactly –
I didn't even know.
That's exactly the way. That's exactly the way it'd be here on this podcast. An issue allowing players to access the Tears of Gothic's D&D without having completed the quest has been fixed. And of course the joke is that I'm one of the most not woke people that you could find, so that's why that was funny.
It's still so weird to hear that come out of your mouth. It's like,
all right. Also on 735, we had a discussion about my garden hoe. Other things we have here, of course, the filters at the bottom so you can activate cleanup filters so you can see items right here that you can get from May's Quest Caravan, Diango Skilling Outfits if you wanted to pick all these outfits up and destroy them. Apparently I have my hoe in my bank, which could sit in Diango's box as well. But that was part
of my farming. Damn, you keep your hoe in your bank?
Yeah, it was part of my farming outfit at one point.
I would assume she doesn't like that, does she?
The garden hoe.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, I know Shane's got hoes, so I didn't know if they were. And I didn't realize they were all your garden hoes.
Aye, aye, aye.
And the breath. I love the breath.
And you see, I was just going on with the garden hoe, and I didn't realize you were going on in the other definition of that word.
Yeah. When Shane just exhales, you know you've done good.
Aye, 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 as I said. All right, moving on to episode 736. We were talking about the weapon diversity beta and the bug dealing with javelins and what Mod Timbo had to say on the matter. As they said on the stream, they're hitting the thick boys more than they should.
Yes, they really are. They're really out here. It's anti-thickness.
And the bug was, for each square that a monster occupied, a javelin would hit that number of squares. So you'd have rather comical effects with it, and this was just a brief comment that Mod Timbo made on one of the live streams. So, also on 736, we had a talk about cold showers.
Uh-huh.
And that explains it. Red Bull and like really like ice cold showers to wake us up whenever it's so effective. It's the most effective. Like when a new boss comes out, and I wanted to spend a couple days straight playing it. I just ice cold showers the best way to keep me up. That's what I found.
I don't like the sounds of that.
I hate cold water so bad.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's terrible, but like, you know, when you got to max, you got to max.
You got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah, you got to make sacrifices in this life.
Do people have ice cold showers like that to stay up with their clothes on, or do they take their clothes off? Because if you take,
oh, I took my clothes off.
Because if you keep your clothes on, because if you leave your clothes on, that cold water is going to stay on you longer.
Yeah, Shane, that's true.
Have you ever taken a shower with your clothes on?
No.
Like, are you standing in your shower in swim trunks?
Of course not.
In a loofah?
I usually like putting on a nice winter coat for my showering. So.
I was just thinking, never mind. I won't say what I was going to say. I think we can move on to me.
Oh, we took separate showers.
I wasn't going to ask that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And we took turns.
All right.
Although it would have been a lot more efficient if we hadn't. We wasted a lot of XP now that I think about it.
And water.
And yeah. Right, exactly. All sure. These are, really, I would have done this differently going back.
But as for me this week on RS, I wasn't thinking about what David said. I definitely was not. It is documented that one of the methods of torture that has been used in the modern era is to give someone a cold shower and make them stay inside their wet, damp, cold clothes.
Yeah, but only you would think of the like torture reference to that.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't say it. I wanted to keep the show on track, but David took it off track anyways. So, moving on to episode 738, the recurring theme, yet again. I think this is the biggest one of them all.
But there's a few things that, you know, there's just a few things that I want to
It's okay.
Dude, I shut the curtains hoping that they wouldn't see the dog walker. But they see the dog walker. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know, like I said, every week I find it funny. I find it amusing.
Okay. Okay. The dog lady has passed. We're back. Oh, God. I can't do it. Okay. Okay. We're good. We're good. Okay. Whenever you're ready, Shane.
Go for it. You were the last one talking, so okay. It's yours.
I just have a couple of things that I do want to talk about or say about what happened. Number one being that there's no way to spin this or they're doing their best, guys. I swear they are.
I believe you.
Let me try this again. Right before I start talking. One second. They seem to have them under They seem to have them under control. Anyway.
That was a good four or five times there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for anyone who's not aware, that's two beagles. Relatively young, I think, right? Oh!
Yeah, there you go. Right on cue.
That couldn't have been better time. This is not a clip, folks. This is not a clip.
No. That's live.
Should we just call it done and have that be the clip show?
Yeah, right? Yeah, that pretty much sums up the year.
All right. I'm going to move on to episode 739 now, if we can, if the Beagles will allow it, where we debunk the Cambridge mob.
Here.
Well, let's dive into this. First thing I want to say... with this is that they handled the part about the departures at Jagex really well, I think, because that was something that they definitely needed to handle based on what the community had been talking about for what had been days at that point, right?
Well, yeah, because you know they didn't quit, right? They were actually kidnapped by the Cambridge mob because they were going to blow the whistle on the whole raffle rigging situation. That's what really happened.
I think the only thing you're missing are some gay frogs. Oh, raffle rigging, J-Mods disappearing, XP promotions on Treasure Hunter. It's all the Cambridge mob. And for anybody wondering, the gay frogs part is the famous or perhaps infamous Alex Jones clip. So, the Cambridge mob. I'm sorry. I'm still trying to compose myself. Let's move on to 740, unless you want to talk about the Cambridge mob and their current activities. Tanis?
Oh, dude, sometimes it's so hard to tell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where the,
yeah, well,
where
the clip's over.
Is in you.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, I don't have anything else on the Cambridge mob. Hopefully... we don't hear from them again, but you never know. I mean, every time a J-Mod goes missing or something comes up in the community, like we'll have to check in on them.
All righty. We're moving on to episode 740. This was the September mobile update where Earth was on the show again, and he talks about the marketing that the mobile team was undertaking. Someone asked, is there a progress update on mobile when there will be more mobile slots? The exact words from Mod JD, I believe, were, we can't talk about that. The marketing team has told us to be quiet about RS Mobile.
No, you don't say that. You say not right now and move on. Okay.
And you know what the real fun part about this is? Is that Earth had just finished a class in marketing and actually has an MBA, so he knows what he's talking about when it comes to this kind of thing.
Yeah, the other reoccurring thing of this year, right?
Yeah. We also talked about Facebook a lot. And Facebook is a dating platform.
A lot.
And that was also a clip for 740. Key features, too. We'll have to see what we're saying in a couple weeks when iOS 13 comes out and where that's at, but wouldn't it be fair to compare apples to oranges, literally? I guess. That wasn't actually intended. It just came out.
Get off the stage. Boo.
Well, if that wasn't good enough for you, boo. Facebook is also launching their dating platform alongside Instagram integration.
How you want to bet Facebook fucks this one up? They're going to fuck it up somehow. How do you think they're going to do it?
Shane, you're the expert here.
Will they release nudes to the world? Will they let everyone's data... Oh, nope, they've already done that. Never mind.
And that's the end of that clip. We really didn't hear much else about Facebook dating, so I guess our idea at this point is that it's carrying along steady as she goes, right?
I guess. Maybe we got distracted by Libra or one of their million data breaches over the year we had to talk about.
Indeed. Indeed. But, you know, Cambridge mob struck again on episode 742, which is where our next clip comes from.
Well, yeah, but that's kind of a protection racket, man. That's like mafia. That's a mob, Shane.
Right, right. And I mean, Cambridge mob. I could say, you know, to you, if I didn't value your opinion and whatnot, I could say, it's the Cambridge mob docking there. They're feeding their.
But no, head. this was Tannis.
They're telling Makeru and they're telling Shithole to say 30 million XP. You can here have the money to do this, show it off, and yada, 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 that kind of thing. I think this was from some Treasure Hunter promo again, which would make sense, right?
Yeah, well, totally.
That had to have been
Smoldering Volcanoes.
Yeah, that actually was. September 2019. I still have the wiki page up from our 2019 in review on that. All right. Also happening around that time, Justin Trudeau was putting himself, his foot in his mouth on the world stage, and he appeared on RSBNB Update. The advancement of a personal communication I am so sorry. I did not expect that. I was just looking at a message on the other screen that was sent, and it was a bad reaction. Oh, my God. I got to write this down as an edit note.
Okay, well, while we're editing, I have an edit note, too.
Okay.
My wife just got home with my daughter.
Okay. Again, all right.
She had to leave and came back. They should be good now. Must have been good, Shane.
It was freaking good. Oh, my God. I got sent an image of a political compass here. On the top left in the economic, socialist, communist section, there's a picture of Fidel Castro holding a baby Justin Trudeau. In the economic left libertarian section, there's a picture of Justin Trudeau dressed up in his Indian costume. On the right-hand side, economic right libertarian side, there's a picture of Justin Trudeau in a cowboy hat at the Calgary Stampede. And on the economic right authoritarian side, there is a picture of Justin Trudeau in blackface.
Oh my God, that is funny.
I'll send you the picture.
That is good, dude. That is funny.
And of course, following from this clip, Justin Trudeau was reelected for another term as the Prime Minister of Canada.
Yeah.
So.
And proven to have two faces.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Also on 742, we take sometimes many takes to record our show teasers. Here's one of them. This week on RSBNB Update, This week on RSBNB Update, we recrap. See, with all that Cambridge mob talk, this just kept sniggling in there, you know? And yeah, that was the embodiment of that episode, I think. And I'm glad to be beyond that. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah. So. And I never noticed that you said sniggling. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, and that's actually our next clip, actually, explaining what a niggle is. That's why I said that.
I just want to know what in the hell a niggle is, Shane.
A niggle is a small issue that needs to be resolved.
I have never heard that word before.
Really?
No. I've been distracted ever since you said it. I'm like, what is a niggle? Like, what? The hell is that?
Huh. Apparently, I don't know. I've heard it used in that way. But apparently, according to Urban Dictionary, it's your way to weasel your way into something, especially while playing classic multiplayer video games.
Oh. Well, then, and, I don't think we're going to like where that route came from.
But apparently for British slang, it means to nag on something or nag on someone. So that's.
Well, you could have picked it up from anywhere then.
So that's the term I'm using it for.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently, I use lots of words like that can be traced back to decades ago. So that's the end of that clip. And Tanis, I guess the question for you now is: do you know what a niggle is?
Yes, but I still wouldn't say it.
Okay, fair enough. I think it's an okay word to use, probably because we don't have the background in the U.S. that you guys do with its root words. So that's fine on that front, right?
Yeah, well, you know it's bad when you can only refer to a word by its starting initial or its starting letter. So, I don't want anything to do with that one.
Okay, fair enough. Also on 744, we talk about the parallels between r/RuneScape and a certain YouTube channel.
I guess I got 48 new ones.
I don't know why Jagex isn't running around promoting this more. I mean, RuneFest is coming, obviously, but this is the kind of update you should be running around and promoting.
Jagex is the Obama of game studios. Like, we did something good. Okay, everyone be quiet. Shh. We did something bad. Hey, guys, we did something. We messed up. Sorry.
And I guess in this version, r/RuneScape is InfoWars, right?
Oh, my God. That actually is a pretty apt comparison. That is pretty damn awesome.
I just point it out like I see it.
Bless.
Do you think anyone's ever made that comparison before of r/RuneScape being closely like InfoWars and the amount of propaganda that comes out of it?
Probably not, but they should have. I feel like that was we really, really nailed it on that clip.
Yeah. So true in so many ways. All right, so we're moving on to 746 now, and this is when Sirion took a trip to Japan. And we got a bit of a longer clip here, so sit back and relax, everyone.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be really, really good.
How tall are you, Sirion?
5'9".
Close enough. Close enough. That'll do.
What?
Japanese girls, man, they like tall white guys. They really, really do. I swear to God, not pulling your leg. They love tall white guys.
Okay.
They do, man. I mean, you're going to be there.
Yes. I'm just scared now.
You're going to get swarmed, dude, like you're the Beatles.
We'll see.
You don't have blue eyes, do you?
No, I don't have blue eyes.
Okay, well, that would have done. You would have been screwed.
Just don't get too swarmed, because there are those of us in Clan Quest who, you know.
What?
You know what Reed always says? He always calls you darling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So?
Don't get taken for him.
Well, he's not going to give me
Georgia.
Any kids.
He's probably not even.
He's not
going to
make me a dad, so. I mean, I need a genuine reason to make dad jokes. Goal of my life.
You know, if RS keeps going the way it's going, I've already decided we are all going to need a sugar daddy.
a sugar daddy? What?
This game.
What's a sugar daddy?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Shane.
Do they let you out, man? A sugar daddy. Oh my god. How do I explain this to somebody that doesn't know what a sugar daddy is?
It's a rich older man.
Yes.
Who lavishes gifts on a young woman in return for her company or sexual favors.
Yes.
There's the exhale.
Yep.
And this is sometimes the kind of thing that happens in pre-show. Not every week, but it kind of gives you a bit of an idea from time to time.
So. You know, I never checked with him. I wonder if they were throwing it at him while he was there.
I don't think so, but apparently they are very lax in that direction.
Well,
so that's something you can follow up with him on. All right. This is also the episode where Epic Jam was happening and Skilling Offhands made their reappearance, one of our favorite Game Jam updates. So this year, on this year's Game Jam, Sirion will be working on Skilling Offhands.
We have a hell of an announcement.
I mean, Machani will be working on Skilling Offhands.
We were supposed to let the mob come up with that on their own, Shane. Now you just let the cat out the bag, or Sirion out the bag.
You are not working on Skilling Offhands.
I was Skilling on Sirion Offhands.
Skilling on Sirion
Offhands. Oops.
I wish I was working on Skilling Offhands. One of the best RuneFest announcements ever.
I guess you'll be filling in or taking Shawnee's spot, huh? Shane's already put you there. I don't know.
I'm always the last to hear about what I will be doing, I guess.
Sarah's just going to show up in Cambridge at JGX HQ with a box with the stuff in it. Like, I thought I was supposed to start today. I'm done with the skilling off here. Can I come in?
Let me in!
And the real funny part about this one was that Machani was leaving next week, even though the project had just got underway. And, you know, Machani's gone, and Sirion is still not working at Jagex. This was just a slip of my tongue. But a very fun one, at the least.
I still think it's a name that should stick, Mod Sirion.
I agree, and you know, we introduced the episode and named it that, so it has stuck eternally in that regard. So, all right, 749, the first time I got PK'd in RuneScape, and I had a bit of a chat about it. He's so dumb, he had his private chat on, so I had him on the friends list, and I got a picture of the list on. I trailed him a few worlds, then I killed him. And I wasn't able to pick up the coins that I got from killing him. It wasn't that much. I checked the log. It would have only been a few hundred K. But
that's beautiful.
He also put a bleed on me, so we both wound up dying at the end of it. But lo and behold, he died. Yes, I had to give up one of my Ports Wands and my Attuned Crystal Seed for this entire endeavor. But I don't really care because at the end of the day, I came out on top.
Yes. Nice one, Shane.
Another way this one was captioned was local farmer goes berserk. And for a bit of extra context on this one, I actually killed him two more times since this episode, and he still has his private chat on.
That's great. I know. The funniest part of that was like the week or 2 weeks before it had happened to me. I'm like, you're like, oh, I never have any problem with my farm patch.
Then it happened. Yeah. Also, in post-show, Tycho joined us, and he talked about the sneezes and experiencing them in person.
Oh, I forgot to mention on the show that I am sick, and I should apologize for my not-so-beautiful voice.
Well, in case you guys haven't...
Bad.
In case you guys haven't noticed, I'm having a bit of an allergy attack or something right now. I sneezed about 3 or 4 times doing that show. I was able to hit the mute button before.
Yeah,
I gotta
say, wow, you caught it, dude.
Yeah, good timing. But Shane's sneeze is also an identity of the podcast.
I was gonna say, like, I usually know when Shane sneezes because there's a little bit of pee in my pants.
Oh yeah, that happened earlier this week when we were talking about that Reddit post.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tycho's right. Those sneezes are an identity. And, you know, when it comes down to it at the end of the day, I'm pretty good with the mute button most times. So, yeah. All right. Should we move on to 750?
Yeah.
All right. This one needs a caption that this is a long clip and is perhaps one of the most polarizing clips that we have this episode. Tanis, I'm just going to play this one. Okay.
Okay.
Marking accounts make a difference. By marking them, I mean some kind of in-game badge in their name, letting them know that they have purchased MTN.
Never gonna happen. No. Never gonna fucking happen.
I feel like that's
amazing.
What?
That's an amazing question.
I feel that's like the Nazis marking Jewish people in World War II.
Oh, fuck. Will you say that, Shane? Cause that'd
no.
Be I'd love it.
I dare you.
Microtransactions will not replace us. Microtransactions will not replace us. Come on, Shane, you know how it goes. You know the chant.
Yeah.
Got a torch, right?
Wow.
I'm not sure what happened here.
You just got a clip for the clip show. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's what happens. Tanis just sold me to listen to the clip show 5 times on Christmas Eve.
Well, probably not going to make any friends on this question.
Cut it out, but what did you – sorry, I didn't even hear what you guys said. So before I re-listened to it, what did you say, Sirion? What did you say, Tycho, after I said that?
I think you just got yourself a clip for the clip show.
Okay. And Tanis, what did you say? What was the chant?
Oh, microtransactions will not replace us.
Where is that initially from? I don't remember. I've heard it
when
before.
They were, when the Nazis were chanting, Jews will not replace us in Charlottesville. You know, where there were some fine people on both sides.
Oh, God. We're not going down this path. We just equated JAGX to the Nazis and the
you
microtransaction
the path.
People
what are
to
you
the
talking
news.
About? This is your path, Shane. You blazed the trail.
I suppose all that's missing now are some white robes and tiki torches, right?
That's why I said, I'm sure you got a torch, don't you, Shane?
Wow.
For the record, I am not an anti-Semite. I think that World War II is the worst thing that ever happened.
Yeah, I'm not an anti-Semite, too. Is BDS anti-Semitical? I don't even know how to say that.
Oh boy, that was a clip.
Clip of the year right there.
And it goes without saying that RSBNB update is not staffed with white supremacists, and we are not anti-Semites. This is just something that came up, and it kind of bubbled over, and we, as you said, blazed the trail.
Hey, okay, here you are. That's funny.
Yeah. All right. Then we talked about the true thoughts of the live stream. Yet again, episode 750, one of those very important live stream episodes with Mod Warden.
I want to use your stuff, Shane, but it's like, how do we do that?
What stuff?
Your supplementary material that you made, like.
Oh yeah.
It's wonderful.
What I'm going to do for this entire section, I should actually have clarified this to you. We're going to recap. Oh, there we go again. Recap.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it was crap, and you're gonna go through it again. So you are recrapping the Microtransaction live stream.
We are gonna recap the stream bullet points. We're gonna talk about what went wrong on the live stream, and then after that, we fixed it. And that was one of my most fun episodes of the year when we got to do that.
We do a lot of recapping around here. I didn't realize how much of that happened.
Yeah, and I think we had a huge impact with that too, so that was good. That was good. And then some memories of Edgeville to end off episode 750. Players will no longer be able to access the Edgeville furnace by using items with the furnace on a free-to-play world. That's a big one. Because that furnace is one of the most efficient ones, and it's an actually members only.
That's the one I always used when I was little.
Yeah.
Or little, when I was little. Jesus. When I was just a little 1,000 total level. Smith my cannonball from Edgeville.
Okay. That's what a decade and a half of RuneScape will do to you.
Good times.
Alrighty.
We have fun, don't we?
Yeah, very much so. Lots of fun. We are approaching the end. We got three clips left from episode 751, then 753, then a monthly bit. So we're going to start with 751. The reason for the pet update is that they're looking at working with an outside studio to put certain updates into the can that they can backload if they need them. And my word, into the can, is a term that I use, and I use around the Christmas time here when we're doing the podcast, is I'll say, you know, we have three episodes in the can looking forward for when we finish our last episode before the Christmas holidays. So,
see, when I say I'm in the can, it has a whole different meaning.
That's right. That's right. But what if the episodes are in the can?
Well, we did something wrong.
And that's what I'm going to say at the end of this one. I'm going to say, and that's another episode in the can. And, you know, we got four of them that are in the can that are preceding publishing and waiting to get out. So it's a fairly common form of word for me that I use in the can. I found it amusing that you had an alternate definition for it.
Yeah, I've never heard it in the sense that you used it.
Yeah, you know what it actually comes from? It comes from the old era when you would put a reel of film into the can for storage because, you know, those film canisters.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. Now on to episode 753, dealing with Disney Plus in the pre-show. All right, are you guys ready to go?
Well.
Almost. I got to ask you one question, Shane.
Okay.
And I'm doing this is for Sirion's benefit. You know what the young people are calling the Disney Plus thing, Shane?
What?
Disney Plus and Thrust.
Yeah. Why?
It's like Netflix and chill, but it's Disney Plus.
Oh.
Oh my god.
I see. I thought it was something that you watched on the thing that made you say it, but I guess if they were looking for something like Netflix and chill, but
oh my goodness.
You're the best sport, Shane.
You're right, that was for Sirion's benefit.
You know, I still think it's funny. You see what my wife has to put up with now?
Actually, I don't. But, all right, that's it for our regular clips for the year. We do have a bonus clip, though, from our most recent monthly bit featuring Earth and David where we were talking. And, you know, it just got to the point where we had to end the show, pretty much. I knew you guys were going to pick these years.
Really?
Just based on this. Yeah.
Really? I know.
David?
You cut out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You cut out.
Really? Well, I give up. What I was going to say is not that.
All right. I think that's going to the question.
Shit. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, you know, that was, I think that was due to computer internet problems, but David was such a good sport having him on that episode, having Earth on the episode too. So, we really enjoyed that one. And that was from a decade in RuneScape special. And monthly bits are so great. We learn so much about the game, about us. And if you're wondering about that, just head over to patreon.com/rsbnb. You can access the entire back catalog for as little as $1 a month. This isn't going to be a full on Patreon spot. I just wanted to mention that. If you want to have a listen to the Decade in Review podcast, that'll be going out at the same time as our Year in Review next week from this one. But that's it for our clip show for 2019.
Yay.
I think the biggest theme was the Beagle Alert.
Yeah.
The Cambridge Mob was enjoyable. The InfoWars comparison, so much funny stuff in here. The fact that the Beagles made their appearance today on this show as well.
Of course.
All factors in. But I believe that's it for this episode of RSBNB Update. Anything else you'd like to say before we move on to our next episode?
No, that's the first time this week. Out of 4 shows, that was the first time we had a big alert.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah, very true.
And it happened right then when we were listening to them. Go figure.
Maybe they heard themselves, because they do have very good ears, don't they?
Oh, they do.
Alrighty, so with that being said, we'll be back next week for our RuneScape 2019 in Review podcast. If you're a Patreon supporter or want to become one, you also get the Decade in Review. But in 2 weeks' time, we'll be back with regularly scheduled RSBNB Update episodes in 2020. So take care, everyone. Have a great new year.
Great new year. See ya.